You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For job cuts in the Ministry of Justice and Te Puni Kokiri were announced, which would get rid of a combined 53 jobs. A large portion of the proposed jobs, which would be slashed, were roles which help advise Māori in Crown relations, raising worries that government won't be reaching its treaty obligations. The entire inquiry team who deal with Waitangi Tribunal inquiries at the Ministry of Justice would be let go, and cuts at Te Puni Kokiri would mean 21% of the workforce will have been lost under this government. To discuss these job cuts and their impact on Māori, I spoke to Te Kai Hotu Māori for the PSA, Jack McDonald. Can you give some background, not only about these most recent proposed job cuts at the Ministry of Justice and Te Puni Kokiri, but cuts to Māori services in general under this government?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've seen over the last 2 years since the coalition government took office a hollowing out of Māori capability and te tiriti capability across the public service and the state sector as well. So this is part of their extreme anti-Māori agenda. And we saw when they first take office, they just established the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whai Ora, and they started undertaking a program of cutting roles across the public services and teams that have a focus on Māori capability. So this has affected a wide range of agencies, including the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, Farm Act, Kāinga Ora, Inland Revenue, and now and Te Puni Kokiri. And so just last week it was revealed that this is the third round of job cuts at Te Puni Kokiri, which will mean that over 20% of their workforce have been cut. Te Puni Kokiri do incredibly important work as the lead agency on kaupapa Māori and Māori Crown relations. So this is going to have a devastating impact on the Crown's ability to meet its treaty obligations. And the same week, we also had 27 jobs go at the Ministry of Justice, 26 rather, cutting significant amounts of staff from the Aotearoa team, which deal with Māori Crown relations, and the entire inquiries team. And the inquiries team lead the Ministry of Justice response to Waitangi Tribunal claims. So, yeah, it's a very grim picture that we're seeing now across the public service.
Can you go into what a big impact, you know, having that entire inquiry team being cut is going to have potentially?
Yeah, it's really concerning, and we're asking questions as to what the ministry is going to do to ensure that that work is still being done, because often in these cases when roles or teams are cut, the work is just, you know, pushed on to other staff who are already stretched and already have huge workloads. And so that, of course, then increases the risk of burnout and work-related stress. So it's a real concern, and, you know, there's no doubt that that work still needs to be done. So yeah, that's something that we're challenging the ministry to front up and provide answers on.
The government's claim these cuts are to meet spending reductions and balance accounts. We've seen public services cut all round, but how targeted do these continued funding slashes feel specifically to Māori?
So the government has, of course, been running that line since they first started, you know, gutting the public service. But in reality, this is making a very minor impact in terms of government finances, and the cuts that are being made are all to service their tax cuts for the rich and for landlords, which they brought in their first budget. And so we're still dealing with the consequences of those reckless tax cuts. And at the end of the day, the government spending decisions are all about priorities. And what is the impact of these cuts is going to mean that New Zealanders who access public services are going to have a much more difficult experience in trying to get those services. And when it comes to Māori, who have traditionally been severely underserved by the state, this is going to have a disproportionate impact on them. And, you know, I think about over the last few decades, we've had slow and often flawed but steady improvement in the way that the state does deliver services to Māori, growing recognition, the need to right historical wrongs. These cuts are really going to undermine that, and this government is really turning its back on those decades of progress and saying, actually, we don't think there is a role for the state in delivering targeted by Māori for Māori programs to Māori communities, and that's deeply concerning.
Is it especially worrying that we're seeing these cuts in the justice system, where we know the criminal justice system has had a historical disproportionate impact on Māori?
Absolutely. You know, there's there's huge amounts of evidence and research that Māori are disproportionately targeted at every level of the justice system, right from, you know, being stopped and searched, to being arrested, to being charged and prosecuted, to being sentenced and disproportionately imprisoned for the same crimes that non-Māori commit. So there has been a growing understanding and acknowledgement of that in government over the last few years. And so the work to address those disparities that the Ministry of Justice was undertaking alongside Māori is going to be severely impacted by these cuts, because the team that is losing many of these roles, the Aotearangi team, is essentially the Māori Crown Relations team in the Ministry of Justice, and so it's their responsibility to work alongside Māori organisations, whānau, hapū and iwi, to look at how we reduce these disparities. So that is something that I'm deeply worried about with these cuts.
And you touched on it a bit before, but can you go a bit more into how that such a large decrease in staffing levels will impact both the staff left unemployed and those who are still there and now having to deal with an increased workload?
Yeah, so obviously now is an incredibly difficult time in the job market, and, you know, we've seen rising unemployment across the economy, which this government has no plan to deal with. So people are losing their jobs and having extreme difficulty finding a new job, and that's just meaning that more people are going to be under extreme financial pressure at a time when no one can afford, you know, basic necessities. And, you know, we're seeing obviously fuel prices go through the roof, but the flow-on effects of those fuel shocks are felt across the economy and across prices. So now's the worst time to be fired, and as you say, there's also that impact on staff who are going to have to pick up the work of their colleagues. And, you know, we know that work-related stress has a huge impact on mental health and on the health and safety of workers. And, you know, government has a responsibility under the Health and Safety Act to not be putting undue mental stress onto their workforces. So it's hard to see how that's not going to happen with these increasing job cuts.
That was Te Kai Hatu Māori for the PSA, Jack McDonald, speaking to me about new proposed job cuts to the Ministry of Justice and Te Puni Kokiri.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.